From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and back to that report from the Labor Department this morning. Unemployment shot up to 6.1% last month, the highest rate in almost 5 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, unemployment much worse than many economists had expected, and the size of the jump, 0.4%. Why is this?
Yeah, Alex, it was a lot higher than economists expected. They thought the unemployment rate would be more like 5.8% instead of 6.1%. What's happening is more and more businesses are becoming conservative because of the weak economy, so they're laying people off. The job losses were pretty much across the board. They were worst in the auto industry, financial sector, and in construction.
So who are the people losing their jobs?
Well, previous job losses were concentrated among teenagers, but this time it's mostly workers over 25 who are losing their jobs. I talked to David Ressler about this today. He's chief economist for Nomura Securities, and he says the news is especially bad for female workers.
For adult men, the unemployment rate jumped 0.3%. The unemployment rate for adult women was up a whopping 0.7%. That's among the biggest we've ever seen.
And Ressler says the increase in unemployed women may be due to a jump in layoffs of temp workers, and a lot of them are women.
0.7%, that is really a lot. It's got to be playing into the presidential campaigns. Is there any statement out from them yet?
No official statement, although they're both campaigning. Obama is in Pennsylvania. We've got McCain in Wisconsin, and they're both on the stump making speeches. Surprise, surprise, they used today's numbers to take swipes at each other and to promote their own ideas for getting the economy back on track. Obama has called for a second round of government stimulus checks, and John McCain favors free trade and measures to help businesses grow. But another economist I talked to today, Joel Naroff, the president of Naroff Economic Advisors, says that voters should really remember that neither candidate can actually deliver on his promises right away.
Inauguration is not until towards the end of January. The proposals won't make their way through Congress before the spring at the earliest, and they won't have impacts before next summer.
Nancy, you wonder if there are any other numbers out there where people might look for some better news before next summer?
You want some good news, Alex?
Sure.
It's Friday. That's about all I have for you. Although we did, this doesn't sound great right away. We did lose 8,000 construction jobs, but that was the smallest loss in more than a year. So David Ressler thinks this could be a sign that the housing crisis is easing a bit, but we don't know at this point.
Well, it is Friday. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you, from Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.